Hi, my name is Jed, and welcome to my Philosophy Corner. Today, I'm joined by my friend.
Hi, my name is Mikey, and I'm a French philology student here in TU, University of Tartu. I'm in my second year, and in my free time, I make coffee for people.
Oh, okay, coffee's awesome, nice. Okay, so today, we're going to talk about sexual identity. Yeah?
Yep.
Now, we both have arguably an identity in this regard that is outside the norm, right? Even more so, I think both of us, you know, you've mentioned to me that you're asexual and myself, I'm bisexual. So those things still exist outside of like most people's understanding of things. Like people understand what gay is. It's very straightforward, right? But like asexual and bisexual, it's something hard to pin down, right? So let me ask you this. When I say the word sexual identity, like, what does that word mean to you?
It's kind of hard to define, but if I had to try, I'd say it's the general, like, who you feel attracted to, or if you feel sexual attraction at all.
Mm.
And also, sexual identity does include romantic attraction as well.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it is really important to separate the two. Because I may be asexual, but I am definitely not aromantic, and I do feel romantic attraction towards people.
Okay, so for you, with your the asexuality, it is just the base idea of sex is something that just isn't like fulfilling for you in some way, but you're still feeling like a romantic kind of deeper connection with people.
Well, yes and no. I wouldn't say that sex itself for me is unfulfilling. It's just sexual attraction itself is something that I don't usually feel with people. But sex itself, well, depends, but it can be fulfilling. That's the thing, like, sexual attraction, romantic attraction, and libido are all different.
Sure.
So a fully asexual person who might be, like, sex repulsed and wouldn't ever want to have sex or kiss or cuddle or whatever with anyone ever, still has a libido.
Hmm, okay. So it sounds like asexuality is something of a spectrum then.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so where are you on the spectrum in terms of like not asexual at all and this like fully asexual that you just mentioned where like people are repulsed by the idea of even touching another person? Where do you exist on that spectrum?
I would say, that I'm probably somewhere in between in a lot of ways. I'm either graysexual or demisexual. I'm not fully sure yet myself, because I only discovered the label of asexual a couple of years ago. And what that means for me is that I don't feel sexual attraction towards people in general. Like, I don't walk on the street, see a person and go, oh, they're hot, like,
okay,
I want to sleep with them.
I want to have sex with that person.
Yeah, yeah. That has never ever happened.
Okay.
But once I get to know a person and like form an emotional connection with them, then the want to sleep with them may or may not develop.
Okay, fair enough then. So you use this word label, and I think that's great in this discussion. We have these labels, especially when it comes to sexual identity. Demisexual, bisexual, asexual, homosexual, all of that. What do you think is the benefit of labels in this regard?
Well, for me, since asexuals make up something around like 1% of the whole entire population, it's kind of a weird, comforting thing for me to know that I am not alone, and this label kind of helps to unite us all in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be harmful because, I don't know, sometimes I feel like, mostly with gay people, but there's a point where wearing that label out and about goes kind of overboard, I think.
Yeah, it's limiting, I would say, in some regards, right? Like, say, with asexual. If you tell someone you're asexual, they might think, okay, this person does not like sex at all. And it doesn't sound like that's the case with you, right? But we have these assumptions, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So, to have a label, it can be a little bit liberating and comforting. But for other people, that means that they also have to learn what that specific label means to properly understand you as a person.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just say, I am this label, and have somebody completely understand who you are in this regard, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like for me, right? Like, I'm bisexual, and in terms of like the spectrum of bisexuality, where it's, you know, we have straight over here, and then we have completely homosexual on this side, you know, I'm like 90% hetero. Like 90% I prefer women, but there's that 10% that I'm like, yeah, like I walk down the street, I'll see a guy and be like, yeah, he's hot. I like the way he looks, right? And so it's limiting in this regard that when a lot of people hear that I'm bisexual, like actually a lot of the times the assumption is like, oh, you're gay, right? Like that's always the thing with bi guys. When they tell anybody that they're bisexual, a guy will be like, oh bro, don't hit on me. And it's like, dude, relax. And girls, they'll be like, so you're gay? It's like, that's not what this is, you know? Like, it's very limiting and like derogatory in some senses. And like, I even have some friends who are bisexual and they're women. And you, what do you think the assumption is when a girl tells somebody that they're bi?
Oh, hello, so you're up for a threesome.
That's it, exactly, yeah. Like, bi guys, we're gay. You know, bi girls, threesome action, right? And it's just so objectifying for the women and like derogatory for the men. So yeah, like in this regard, it can be very limiting. But not only that, but whenever I mention bisexual to straight or homosexual gay people, they don't understand. Like they think that it's a binary system where like you're either gay or you're straight. Like if you're bi, it's like you're lying to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So it's this really weird thing of trying to explain to people because they don't understand, right? So these labels, it's just, I don't know.
And like I haven't told a complete stranger that I'm asexual ever, but it tends to be like, oh, so you're asexual. Maybe you just haven't met the right person yet. Maybe you have some past trauma or whatever. And I'm like, no, this is how I've always been.
I can imagine that. Yeah, especially as a girl, maybe you tell a guy and they're like, oh, let's have sex and I'll show you that you're not asexual, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'll fix you.
I'll fix you, yeah, you know, fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
So, let me ask this then. When was the first time that you were like, maybe I'm asexual? Like, what was the event that, like, sparked this thought in you?
Well, I've always been more of a shy person and I was definitely a late bloomer, so I didn't really think about it like that until I was probably 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because I remember I was like at a local coffee shop writing my English essay, and then I got the message from a friend asking me out, and then I was like, okay, that's cool, like I would like to go on a date with you, but if this ever goes anywhere, like I don't think I necessarily want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started looking into it a little bit. But I think I fully like embraced the label of, yeah, I am demisexual, probably a year ago.
Okay. All right. So what have you learned since then about yourself?
Damn, this is a difficult question. I have learned that I am definitely not fully asexual.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can enjoy sex,
but
I kind of need a certain set of requirements or an atmosphere of sorts to get turned on, to want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that can definitely be frustrating
for you and for others.
For both of us. And what about you?
In terms of bisexuality?
Yeah.
So, the first time I was like, hold on, wait, what? Because, you know, you grow up with, like, media, TV, movies, and they don't really show bisexuals at all, right? And that's always been a big problem. So, on TV or movies, you'd usually see, like, the straight person and then, like, the token gay person who's, like, super flamboyant. And, like, I was always just annoyed at, like, both of those. Like, oh, we have to be one or the other. And I remember the first time I noticed this, I was watching Game of Thrones. Have you seen Game of Thrones?
I have. I watched the whole thing.
Okay, so then you know. So I was watching it, and I think it's like season 4 or something, where they have Oberyn Martell, like the kind of like Spanish-esque dude. And like the first time I saw him, I was like, oh, this is like sparking something in me. This is interesting. And from there, I was just like accepting this fact. And then when I was living abroad, I decided to like try and, you know, go on some dates with some guys. And I was like, yeah, you know, like this is fulfilling. I do feel like a gratification towards it. It's not as strong as my like sexual feelings towards women, but you know, it's, I still get some sort of pleasure out of this thing, right? So, but it's very confusing because like as a bi person, it's like, am I gay? Am I straight? Am I gay? Am I straight? And you do that for like 2 to 3 years. You can't like mark it down. But eventually you just learn to be like, yeah, this is who I am, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually mentioned that there are not many bi characters on TV. Do you think that has changed in the last like few years?
So it's getting a little bit better. I remember, I think it was Loki, the Marvel show.
Yeah.
And they like very casually, which I like, they made him bisexual. You know, they were, he was having some conversation with somebody and they're saying like, oh, you know, women or men? And he's like, yeah. You know, it's like, okay, I can relate to that. It's like, depends on my feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was good, but there's still not a lot, but you know, it could also be argued that maybe there aren't a lot of bisexual people. But I have a controversial opinion that I believe the majority of people are bisexual in some degree, since it is the spectrum of things. And it's funny because I mentioned that to some friends and they're like, I totally agree. Especially like, you know, very straight, you know, masculine dudes. And they're like, yeah, dude, 100% I agree. Like, we're all on this spectrum of bisexuality, but I'm 100% straight. I'm like, yeah, of course you say that, right? Like, don't be a hypocrite.
But bi curiosity is a thing. Do you think that a person who is identifies as straight but says that they're bi curious kind of bull?
I think it's much easier in society for women to be bi curious. You know, society themselves are like, yeah, go ahead, go have fun. But like for men that feel bi-curious, they have this almost like toxic masculinity that's like watching over their shoulder. So they just like mute those thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like not even a consideration for them. So yeah, like bi-curiosity, it's like, you know what? We do have those like primal feelings that when we look at somebody and we find them attractive, we know that they're attractive. But yet at the same time, it's like, maybe it's something you still need to awaken in yourself. And you know, like that can be difficult, it can be confusing, it can be a lot of things, right? But yeah. All right, so let me ask you a slightly personal question now, since you mentioned that you're asexual. What do you feel when you're having sex? Like, we all have like this sort of, you know, passionate, you know, animalistic kind of thing going on, but like, do you have that when you're having sex?
I mean, yes and no. So I don't necessarily have sex for pleasure. I have sex for the sense of closeness and intimacy that it kind of brings. Of course, I do feel pleasure from it, but it's not the primary reason.
Sure, sure. Okay. I mean, you've never perhaps felt that kind of feeling that quote-unquote normal people feel, so it would be hard to know what the right feeling is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same with like physical attraction itself. Everyone talks about physical attraction, but if you've never, well, I don't think I've ever felt it, then how do you define it?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. So what's something that you would like to tell people who don't necessarily understand asexuality?
Well, I would say that if someone ever tells you that they are asexual, ask them about it, because no asexual experience is the same. I think that's the same with bisexuality too, right? They're both spectrums, so no one person has the same experience as the other. But also a very important thing to understand, which I talked about before, is that sexual attraction and romantic attraction and libido are all separate. So maybe if someone ever tells you that they are on that spectrum, look into it and ask them about it.
Yeah. Maybe you have like levels of asexuality. Like, are you level 1, level 2, level 3? Level 10 is the repulsiveness, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is a nuanced thing, of course. So that's where I was bringing up this idea that like sexual identity as a label can be problematic, as you also mentioned, that, you know, it simplifies something that isn't simple, right? Like,
yeah, and having a label and saying out loud that you identify with a certain label makes people assume things about you that may not necessarily be true. Mm.
Do you ever wish you weren't asexual?
I would like to say that I don't, because it's like it's one of those things that I've always been, and with a lot of things, if you are a certain thing your whole life, it kind of makes you who you are, and I don't think that a lot of people would like to change something like that about them.
Sure.
But then again, since I am still interested in romantic relationships with people, it makes having them pretty difficult.
Sure.
There's a lot of like explaining to do, and sometimes people get freaked out and they're very confused and just nope out of the whole situation immediately. Sure. So in that sense, it would be a lot easier if I wasn't asexual.
I'm sure that there's been at least a handful of guys that you told that you're asexual, and they go like, oh, that's the excuse, right? Like, it's a way of like pushing them away, like that's the assumption. Yeah.
And sometimes they assume that I'm just prude.
Yeah.
I need to be fixed, and there's something wrong with me. Which is also a thing that I used to think for a while. Like, I'm probably asexual, therefore there must be something wrong with me. Or I had this phase where I was like, but maybe I have some, I don't know, repressed traumas, and that's why. But
since then, you've accepted who you are.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. Okay. Now, what are you going to be doing, like, moving forward with this knowledge that you've kind of accepted about yourself?
Well, I don't think I'm going to be doing anything specifically.
Or anyone else.
Well, I am currently taken, and as long as I am going to be with that person, there's nothing really to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing different.
Sure.
If we do end up ever breaking up, which I hope we don't, in the future I'm definitely going to be more open about it in the beginning, because what's the point? Like, if I don't say something that important out like in the beginning, I'm just gonna be leading people on. But yeah, it's not something that I would like carry around with me on a big billboard, you know?
Are you gonna wear like a little sticker and like the ace flag or something?
I mean, I appreciate people who do that, and I definitely appreciate the people who educate others about the ace spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not me.
Sure, yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I'm sure it's generally a confusing thing to realize about yourself. You know, I have a friend who's ace as well, and he thinks he's ace, and he's just like, I have no idea. Right? This is just, what do you base it off of, right? It's just,
Which, you know, brings up the point of, how do you know that you're not feeling sexual attraction? You don't even know what it is.
What is normal anyways, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
But what are you, like, how do you live with the bi label? As far as I know, you don't carry it around on a big sign with you?
No, yeah, I mean, I'm just, for me, it's, I don't make it like the spearhead of my personality. It's just like, this is just who I am in this one specific regard to my life. So, you know, it's, if it comes up organically, it comes up. But, you know, at least if anything, I bring it up to show that there is this variety of people, and, you know, things are more nuanced than they may appear, right? Not everyone is this binary system of straight or gay. It's, you know, there's wiggle room, right? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, talking about the binary system, do you think that asexuals are on both ends of the spectrum simultaneously? Or, like, in your mind's eye, is that the whole separate spectrum?
Like, in terms of, like,
We had to make one spectrum for all sexualities that exist, with heterosexual at one end and homosexual at the other, is asexual somewhere on there too? Is it on both ends? Is it?
I think it exists as something completely separate. I think trying to like, we're already simplifying too much and putting things in boxes. So if we try to put everything into one box, that's really just, I think, gonna make it really messy.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
I actually agree with you. Mm. As far as like the sexual attraction part mm-hmm. goes. But, you know, you can be asexual but biromantic, or asexual panromantic, or whatever. And you may also be aromantic but heterosexual and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the specific person.
Yeah. You know, I think the end all thing to take away from this is shit's not easy. You just need to listen, right? Like, just everybody can be different in this regard, and don't assume. That's the biggest thing, right? We both deal with assumptions that are damaging to who we are and very limiting. So,
yeah, and definitely ask people, because if you do, I think everyone's open to answering questions about it rather than having you assume something about them.
I agree. Any last remarks?
Well, I hope that asexuals will be represented a little bit more in media. If you want any kind of asexual representation at all, then there's this show called Sex Ed on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
And they have an asexual girl on there, but that's about it.
Who's the asexual girl?
I don't remember her name, but there's this one girl who goes to the office of the
principal
therapist person.
Oh, yeah.
And goes like, I think there's something wrong with me, I don't want to have sex.
Yeah.
That girl.
Yeah, okay, I remember. Yeah. I mean, that show is actually amazing in terms of like trying to deal with this like spectrum of sexuality, right? Like, I think there's a couple of bi characters as well. But yeah, I was glad to see that there was also an ace girl. She's like, I just don't feel this. Yet everyone else is talking about it because they're a bunch of horny teenagers. And yet you're like, nah. So was that your feeling then?
Kind of, yeah. Since I am still, you know, a romantic person, mm-hmm. it was easier for me to kind of keep the front of a normal straight person.
Mm.
But yeah, like, in my core, I never really understood it. I still don't, not fully anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a little bit tricky, but I just learned to live with it and accept me for me.
That's awesome. All right. A quick little tangent on this idea of media representation of any identity, but specific to this sexual identity, is that while it is good to put this out there for people to see and understand, there is also a risk involved that we need to be aware of. Consider the fact that for many years, TV and movies had this token gay person, and they made them this one-dimensional, very stereotypical gay person. And for people who weren't gay, they would look at that and accept that as that is what a gay person is. That's what they behave like. And that was very damaging to gay people in general. And in fact, perhaps it even normalized that kind of behavior within gay people themselves. That people watching that connected, perhaps on some level, with these characters began to behave like they do in these movies and TV, because that's what they see. So this could also be an issue in regards to asexuality and bisexuality, and even more difficult considering the complexity and nuance of these kinds of identities. So overall, while it is good that there is more representation of this, there is something that we need to be aware of in terms of what kind of person is being portrayed here, and where they lie on the spectrum of asexuality and bisexuality. Well, hey, thanks for sharing your thoughts and your experiences. I think,
thank you for inviting me.
Sure, all right. And thank you for listening, and let me know what you think. I'll talk to you next time.